Rugby League on Radio Yorkshire.
Stands only a metre away from the line. He'll play the ball. Sigiaro, will he try and pinch one? He gets the pass away to Jamie Jones. Can he get the ball down? I think he can. Three, he was outnumbered there, 3-1. And you've got to say that's a little bit sloppy from the Salford defence. But Jamie Jones Buchanan doesn't care. He crashes over, 5 minutes on the clock. And that's the first try of the game. It's Leeds 4, Salford 0.
Leads the points table in that part of the season, lands the extras, 6-0, 6 minutes.
Of course, this is the last, and he gets the ball high into the air. It's a tester for Sutcliffe, knocked back by Griffin, into the arms of Salford, and they're over by the left-hand side of the place. That's a brilliant player from Salford. Not 100% sure of the last man who was on the end of that pass, but it was great play. Griffin knocked the ball back into the arms of Dobson. It was 2-on-1. He drew the fullback, popped it to his player on his supporting player on his outside, and they crashed over, and it's 6-4, and it's in that open game. Carries on, Phil. And O'Brien doesn't miss with the conversion, and we're 6-all. And again, 10 minutes have gone, Phil, and we've seen a really, really open game of rugby, a lot more than I was expecting.
Yeah, both teams have had two really, really good sets of six on the opposition line and come up with a try each.
Approaching the 30. That's a poor play of the ball.
And oh, it's a penalty.
It's the returning George Griffin, the try scorer for Salford, so he has managed to get that knock out of his system. And Salford will go for goal with 8 minutes to go at half-time, 30 metres out from the posts.
Can't say I blame them. They've got
round the corner, it goes out of our sight, waiting for the touch judges. Touch judges say yes.
I think
in off the post was that film.
Looked like it.
So Salford into the lead on 33 minutes. Their lead by 8-6 here at Headingley Live on Radio Yorkshire. And this is the last slow play of the ball. Sigiaro trying to pinch one again to Jones Buchanan, who backs over the line, gets a good offload away. Numbers to the right hand side. It's into the arms of Brett Ferris, who hands the ball on to Callum Watkins. He probably could have scored himself there, Brett Ferris, but he did the team thing there and handed the ball on to his centre. And Callum Watkins, nobody in front of him a yard out, has got one of the easiest tries he'll score in his career. And he dives over and leads back in front, their lead by 10-8.
Well, how costly is that Simbini now for Salford? Gareth O'Brien goes off, and in the next set we've got a brilliant, brilliant offload from Jamie Jones Buchanan. It looked like he'd been held up. It was a copycat version of the first try. Sigiaro gave him a short ball. Jones Buchanan managed to smuggle it back to Sigiaro. He found Moon, and suddenly there was an overlap. Ferris unselfishly gave the ball to Watkins, and it was Watkins who, I think that's something like his, I don't know, 10th try in 7 games or something. He's in a fantastic vein of try scoring form.
Are they going to go for goal? Yes, they are, Phil. They're going to go for goal. So interesting decision from the Leeds there. 10-8 in front, ball inside the Salford 20. They've had majority of the possession in the first 11 and a half minutes. Time will tell, I guess. Looks good for me. Touch judges agree, and Jordan Lilly gets the first point of the second half, and it's Leeds that increased their lead. They're now lead by 12-8, and it was Jordan Lilly with the goal. To Griffin. Griffin trying to step inside. He keeps the ball alive. He hits the floor. Sigiaro will kick it forward. There's nobody in front of him. He's got all the time in the world. He picks the ball up, and that's a really, really soft try to give away by Salford. Sigiaro didn't stand around waiting for the whistle that Salford players did. Josh Griffin with an awful offload. The ball hit the floor, and Sigiaro just kicked the ball forward, kicked it again. Nobody in front of him. He had time to make a cup of tea, change his boots, change his top, put the ball down, and Leeds increased their lead. It's Leeds 16, Salford 8.
Yeah, 50. Terrible, terrible mistake. Leeds now getting on the front foot, and Salford heading for the £1 million game.
Yeah, it looks that way. And also Hull FC conceded another try, so 16-6 there behind us. Lilly again adds the extras, 18-8 the scoreline. Lilly with that conversion, and it looks a very steep hill now, Phil, for Salford to get back into this game. Jumps out of dummy half and gets a great offload away to Watkins. Watkins keeps the ball away to Stevie Ward. Stevie Ward's looking for support, but in the end he just takes the tackle from O'Brien. This will be the last one, but Leeds have gone 40 metres and are only 10 metres away from the line. Into the arms of Burrow, who'll kick laterally, looking for the players on that far side. It's a great kick from Burrow. Have they got over the line? They have got over the line on that far side. I think it's Ablett who's crossed. Great kick from Burrow, taken on that far side. The ball was kept alive in the arms of Ablett, and he crashes over if there was any doubts about the game. I think they've been put to bed now. Ablett with the score. It's Leeds 22, Salford 8. So, Jordan Lilley, 2 from 2. This is his hardest, without a doubt. He's right out on that far side, as he'll try and add the extras. 2 steps back. Has he got the kick? You bet he has. Great kick there from Jordan Lilley. 24 points to 8 now the scoreline. And Leeds have just grown a little bit in confidence over the last 5 or 6 minutes. And, you know, Salford have got to really chase the game now. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see a couple more tries from the Leeds Rhinos. Get the pass away and they go back to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson's over the line. So two drives from Cuthbertson. Two drives from Garbutt. They go back to Cuthbertson, and if you don't try, succeed first time, try again. And he goes over the line, 28 points to 8. 28-8, Leeds leading. I think that try was just very, very basic from them, and too easy, you have to say.
Yeah.
His easiest one, and his 100% record remains intact, and Leeds hit the 30 points mark. They lead by 30 points to 8.